Hello and welcome to part 2 of working with external text files with PHP to create data management systems for your clients. In this lesson, you will be learning how to take your external text files and sync the data from them into an HTML form text area to allow the string data in the text file to be changed through an easy online web interface. Many times you may wish to give a client the ability to easily change website data instead of having them open the raw text file or XML file and change the data from there. That would be a pain in the ass for your client, so you'll have to make it a more friendly web interface using familiar forms. What I'm going to do is take the exact code that we left off with at the end of part 1, since we were bringing in the external text file's data and displaying it on page. Instead of displaying it on page, I'm just going to sync that data straight into an HTML text area. So what I'm going to do is just go down one line here. And on line 8, I'm going to insert an HTML form. And if you're using Dreamweaver, it makes it oh so easy. So once my form is in, you can make the action to whatever you want. I'm going to use this same exact file. It's going to parse on itself. So when the form button is pressed, this actual file.php will parse itself, and I'll show you how to do that. Now you want to change this to post, because we're going to post the text area. Now within your form, we're going to place a text area. So you just go to Insert, Form, Text Area. I'll just name mine TA to keep it simple. Columns across, I don't know, maybe 64. And you can also put CSS percentage, width percentage in that form element. But I'm just going to put columns to 64 width and the rows maybe 10. Okay. Alright, so now you see I have a little form and I have a little text area within it. Now, all you have to do is take this data, instead of echoing it here to the page on top, you simply echo it. So let's take that, Control X, right here in the text area. Let's go to Insert, and this is if you're using Dreamweaver. If you're not using Dreamweaver, you're going to have to type it in. Code block, which is a PHP code block. It's just as easy to type it in. You don't need Dreamweaver. And then we echo my data right there into the text area. Now let's see what we get when we do this. And remember, we have no submit button, we have no parsing script or anything like that. We're just seeing if the data from that text file is going to sync into that text area like we're trying to tell it to here. Okay, so you can see live when it runs on a PHP server that the text file data is put straight into my text area. And now I can manipulate that data. If I want to put a line break here, if I want to put more text, whatever. And I want a submit button now. And then when the submit button is pressed, I want to have a parsing script or mechanism within my PHP file here that's going to handle taking the new data that I just typed in and overwriting the old data with the new data, saving the text file with all the new data in it. That way, if you're rendering this text file information on a web page and somebody goes to that web page after the client has changed the data, that visitor will see all new data. Okay, so right under the text area, let's go ahead and put a little break, maybe two break tags, and then I'm going to insert form submit button. So when you choose button, make sure you choose submit to submit the form. And the name could be whatever, myBTN. And then on top of the form, you might want to write a sentence. There, that's a good sentence. Hello user, you can use this form to edit the writing on your live website in design mode. And that's what it looks like. So now you have a little sentence on top directing the user what to do. The data is going to display within the text area that we're gathering from the text file. And then when they press submit after they alter that data, we're simply going to save the text file, overwrite the existing one. We're simply going to overwrite the existing text file with the new data. Now before I put in the parsing mechanism for that form text area, I'm going to display the data on the page, just so you guys have a better idea of what's going on. So under the form, I'm just going to put a couple of break tags, and then the data will display, the raw data from the text file, under the form. That way when we go to change it, you'll see things change in the form and on the page and everywhere you need to see a change. Okay, finally, let's put in the parsing mechanism for that form up top. And you can see here are the 9 lines that I just placed in. First, we have an if condition that says if the argument within the condition returns true, then this code will run. If the argument within this condition returns false, then this code will not run. That means the posted text area from that form has to be posted to this file in order for this script to run. If there's no text area posted to this file, then this little bit of code will not run. And there's also more error handling that you can look into and research how to do. Maybe you don't want the form to be processed at all if there's less than two little characters in it. Or maybe if somebody just types a space and then submit, it'll overwrite all that data within the text file with one blank space. So you might want to do further error handling, but we're not going to be going into that in this series. We're going to keep it very simple just to show you guys how to get going with these text files and manipulating them in a CMS type environment. I have a lot more tutorials that go way in depth about error handling and checking for things that are supposed to be. I can't do that in every single one of my tutorials, or every one of my tutorials would be 3 hours long. Alright, now let's explain these few lines that execute when the form is posted to this file. First thing I did was claim the variable called myFile, and that's equal to that text file. So really what you could do is take this variable, if your script is set up like mine, you won't need this string here, you can just use myFile. Actually, we can put this up top. Let's take that out of there. Let's put it at the very top. MyFile. That way it's available to everybody in the script or everywhere we want it. Right there's MyFile, and right there's MyFile too. So you can keep things nice and tidy that way. If you're going to put it into a variable, you can use it all over the page where you're claiming that text file. Okay, so the next line is a new variable called newData. And what we're doing is we're taking the posted text area, all the information that's in that HTML text area, and we're running the HTML special chars PHP function on it. What HTML special chars does is it will take HTML characters such as tag openers and things like that and convert them to their HTML encoded equivalent. And then you run NL2BR on that data as well. This is the NL2BR PHP function, and all that does is it takes new lines within the form. Let's say if I put a new line right here. See how I just put two new lines in there? That's going to show up as a slash n. So you want to take all slash n's and turn them into break tags. And that's what I'm doing. So my file will actually hold break tags now, and I'll show you how to convert them. All right, so now that you have your new data all set up with HTML special chars involved and adding line breaks to it, then you open your handle. The handle is a variable for fopen function in PHP, and we're using the write command, and we're targeting my file. So you can see fopen takes two parameters. My file is the first one, and then the second parameter is what action you want to happen on that file. You can append, you can write, you can read. W means write. So we're going to overwrite the whole file's data with this new data, which happens right here on this line. Fwrite actually executes the writing, so you just target the handle in the first parameter, and then you put in the new data into the file in the second parameter. Then you use fclose to close your handle up. Now let's test it out. Okay, let's refresh this page. Now what I'm going to do is put in a couple of line breaks and type in, I just edited this file live. Submit. You see that? Look at the data down here. Now you can see that you have break tags now within your HTML form. All we have to do is use string replace on the data that goes into the form before it goes into the text area to remove any break tags. And then you'll have a complete little system that will allow your client to add many line breaks and things like that. Let's go ahead and take care of that, and I'll show you exactly what I mean so we can remove these break tags from showing up in our text area. Okay, you go into your form, and right here where the PHP block is echoing my data into that text area, we can go ahead and use string replace right here. str underscore replace, open parentheses, around my data, we're going to close parentheses. That's going to be the last argument. My data is the last argument. There's three arguments you want to place in this string replace function. And then the third argument, like I said, is the data. Now, the first thing you want to do is target what you want to replace. I want to replace break tags, just like that. And I want to replace them with nothing. So string replace is going to find all break tags within that data and replace it with nothing. Control S to save. Now run your little application again. Let's go back to the page. Actually, let's go ahead and not refresh it, or we'll send that data again. Let's just go ahead and open the file. You can see the break tags are gone. Now let's make another line. I want more data. So this is your client that will be able to do this in the back end of things. See? And now on the front end, this shows. All coming from a dynamic external text file. And you've made it dynamic in PHP now. Okay, so that takes care of part two, where we show you how to take the text file, use PHP to access the data in it, throw it into a text area, allow your client or whatever user to change up the data, and then save it, overwrite the file to save it for new display on the site. And I just wanted to throw this out there for some of you guys that might want to know how to allow your client, say if your client was to type in http://www.adamcorey.com, and then they press submit. You can see that that information is going to go in there, but that's not a live link. If you want to turn that into a live link, I have a class file that's all set up to do that at webintersect.com. In the package here, one of these versions has it. Let me see. I think it's not that one. 1.32 maybe. There it is. Version 1.32 of the Web Intersect series has OOP style AutoMagic Active Link Maker class. I put in the AutoMagic Active Link Maker, which will look for any URL strings within your client's text and change it into an active link to where it turns blue and can be clicked on. So you'll have to learn how to implement that yourself. But I know there's some people are going to ask me about that, so that's why I felt I should mention it. If you want to turn links into active links, you can use this class that I have in Web Intersect version 1.32. Okay,